Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
All right, welcome back to it on a Thursday. From one policy to the next, from taxes and the budget to immigration policies, the president getting pushback from Republicans on all sides because he's doing what he promised and, in fact, what they promised to do from coast to coast. And now that they have won because their ideas were accepted by the voters, they have turned into cowards. Chris Chmielewski here. The number is USA Director of Policy and Activism. Chris, welcome to the conversation.
Thanks for having me.
So, all right, I'm watching a lot of spineless Republicans slither back into the darkness because, well, for this reason, they find all sorts of excuses. And it's not the Democrats anymore that are holding up the president's agenda, which was allegedly the Republicans' agenda, but it's them as well. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it's interesting, but not too surprising. You know, a significant portion of the Republican Party is pro-amnesty and really doesn't care too much about immigration enforcement and border security. But they give the lip service during the election because they know that the voters care and they want to get reelected. And, you know, they just figure that either one of their guys will get into the White House, like a George W. Bush, or it'll be Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. They never could have imagined, you know, Donald Trump ever getting elected, actually being serious about opposing amnesties and enforcement and border security. So they're in a bit of an unusual situation for themselves right now.
Well, no question. So here's my point going forward. There's been some work done, and I just realized this. They're taking bids down from construction companies, secret bids, and companies are showing up with their secret designs on how to build the best wall, the best barrier, if you will, at the best possible price, and they're demonstrating them, but they're keeping them secret from everybody else because they don't want their ideas stolen by the next construction company. Have you heard this competition?
Yeah, I think there's six contractors that are building prototypes.
No, that's America, see? That's America. They're competing behind closed doors. They're in barns. They're in laboratories. They're in basements. They're going, oh, if we do this or we do this, we can do it for a better price, and it'll prevent crossing. I think it's cool that they're doing it that way.
Yeah, but of course they have to do it behind closed doors because, you know, the Democrats say absolutely we're not going to try to secure the border by adding extra barriers down there where they're needed, and the Republicans, as you said, they're just cowardly. They just won't get behind it, even though it is popular. You know, do people want this huge 12-foot solid wall all along 2,000 miles? Probably not, but they absolutely want to see some of the more vulnerable areas protected, and right now they're just not.
Well, they're not, and so where do we... Okay, so as you look at the proposals out there, you had Nancy and Chuck come out and say, hey, we've got a deal, he's not going to do the wall, we're going to have DACA and all these great things, and Donald said, that's not exactly what I said, and I don't know what was said, but I think the Democrats at some point, if they're against lowering taxes, if they're against securing the border, if they're against all these things that the American people are for, the Democrats, they may think that they're attacking Donald Trump and they're winning. I can guarantee you they are not winning in that argument.
No, they're appealing to a small segment within their base. We've seen it through our own polling that a lot of these things, the White House issued a laundry list of immigration principles at the end of this past weekend, and there were 70 different items on it, and we've done a lot of polling on a lot of the things that were on that list that they called extreme or hardline or radical or whatever adjective they decided to use to describe them. But again, we've found in our polling that Democrats are fairly supportive of a lot of these policies, and then the White House put out a poll that they did just a couple months ago that circulated throughout the newspapers that showed broad support for some of the things that they want: ending chain migration, mandating E-Verify, securing the border, beefing up interior enforcement, replacing the current employment-based green card system with a merit-based point system. So these things are popular amongst the American people. Now it's just up to Congress and Trump to see if they can make any hay on it.
Well, then, what do you think is going to happen as you look at this? Are we going to get the immigration reform through? Are we going to have any of these things move through? Are people like McCain and Murkowski and Collins and all the other, you know, the usual suspect of feckless weasels going to stand in the way?
Well, I actually think that the atmosphere is the best it has been to see something substantially and meaningful done to the immigration system. I emphasize the word meaningful because I didn't really consider the Gang of Eight bill meaningful. I thought that was going to actually make things worse. That was just a giant amnesty bill that threw a ton of money at the border, and that was all it did. Didn't do a whole lot outside of that in reforming the legal immigration system. So, you know, I think with the discussion, with this national discussion about these DACA recipients, they're a sympathetic group amongst a large number of Americans. There's some sympathy there, even from the hardliners. So I think something can get done, but there is a group within the Republican Party that not only has enough votes, but you know, they're on the side of the president. They agree with a lot of those principles that came out this weekend. So a deal could be had, but the other side is going to have to want to come to the bargaining table. And I'm not even sure if they want to. They like the fact that DACA recipients may be able to be used as a political toy for next year's election.
Political toy. Yeah, and that's what it comes down to. It's not really about helping people, is it? It's not really about defending people. It's about props and pawns, and as you put it, toys, unfortunately.
Yep.
Chris, I greatly appreciate it. I'll give you 10 seconds for the last word.
Well, you know, we think that the plans that the president has put out recently and the bill that was put out by Senators Tom Cotton and David Perdue, the RAISE Act, would go a long way in reforming our immigration system and benefiting American workers and their wages and serving the national interest, which at the end of the day, that's what immigration policy is supposed to do, help the country.
It's supposed to help the country. Exactly right. Chris Chmielewski from Numbers USA, Director of Policy and Activism. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.